The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, Vargas Falchuk, Jean Clark, coming out class, girl, and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock. And, well, we've got another bumper programme lined up for you ahead of Saturday's Division 2 Alliance National Football League final meeting of Donegal and Meath in Croke Park. I'm joined by former Donegal player Damien Diver. Damien from our draw, of course, made his senior debut against Meath. I'm not sure if he cares to remember, but that was back in Navan way back in 1985. We'll be joined by Damien shortly to talk about that. We also caught up with a Leitrim man who remembers the last time Leitrim and Derry met in Croke Park. Of course, Leitrim and Derry meeting in the Division 4 final, the curtain raiser to Donegal and Meath on Sunday in GAA headquarters. And, well, Podge McGowan, of course, for former Leitrim player, played with Donegal as well, of course, now Letterkenny resident. He wasn't a member of that Leitrim team, but he was a county minor that particular year. But he recalls the day particularly pretty well. We'll be joined by Podge shortly. But first tonight, we're joined by Donegal's newest Ulster champion, or one of them at least, Brian Sweeney from Letterkenny Gaels, because Letterkenny Gaels were crowned Ulster Score Centre champions last weekend for their novelty act. And I'm delighted to see I'm joined on the line by Brian. Brian, good night to you, and first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Tom, and good night to you.
Yeah, and tell me, are the celebrations still on?
Well, the celebrations were short-lived when we came back. Saturday night, it was late at night, you know, so a lot of people were in bed, you know. But now we're back into football training and camogie training and hurling training, so we didn't have much time to celebrate, to be honest with you.
And tell me about the sketch you had. Was Paddy McNamee?
A short sketch for anybody that's not aware or not familiar with the stage presentation, or formerly known as the novelty act. You have to do a short stage presentation in 10 minutes, and the piece that we did was originally it was a recitation originally written by convoy man Fergus Cleary. And then we worked on it. I got permission from Fergus to use it, and we sort of adapted it and changed it and edited it to make it more adaptable for the score competition, which I suppose involves the use of props, and we built in a number of different characters into it. And basically, it tells the story of about two Donegal men going to the All-Ireland in 1992. Paddy McNamee and his neighbour Hugh, and it's I suppose it's a humorous piece, and it's been going down well with the audiences and the judges, obviously.
Yeah. And remind me who else is in the cast, because it's more than just Brian Sweeney.
There's five people in the cast altogether. Myself, I play Paddy McNamee, and then we have Gary Call, who's also one of the founder members of Letterkenny Gaels, Celine Bradley, Paul Brady, and also Sheila Sweeney, or Sheila McMullen, now Sheila Sweeney. So yeah, look, the two main characters are on the stage, myself and Gary playing Paddy and Hugh. And then we have the three support characters. They come in and out at different stages, playing bus drivers, taxi drivers, Dublin supporters, bar men, hotel waiters, and so on. So it's a fast-moving piece that, you know, you're trying to fit a lot of stuff, I suppose, into a 10-minute piece, you know.
Well, obviously, if it's originally written by Fergus Cleary, there's a certain amount of comedy in it anyway. That was the easy part of it, was it?
Yeah, like definitely, like Fergus is without doubt a talented writer, and yeah, look, that when I heard the piece first, Fergus was doing it as a recitation. He's a good friend of my father's, and I had a chat with him and asked him could he, and he did a wee bit of work on it and made it more sort of, originally it was just about a Donegal man going to Dublin and the shenanigans that he got up to, and Fergus did a wee bit of work on it first for me and made it more GAA focused, and then myself and the cast, the likes of Gary and Sheila and all, helped build in the use of props and so on, which they like to see in the score competition, you know.
And tell me, obviously it's a first Ulster for the club at score or at any level, is it?
First Ulster, yeah, at any level, I suppose. Like the club is on, you know, it's one of the, I think it's the newest club in County Donegal. It's only in existence for over 20 years. And, yeah, look, we've been doing a lot of work in the area of score and developing the cultural side of our club the last number of years. Barb Cahill there is our cultural officer and has been working hard at it. And we, you know, over the last 3 years, we've had four county medals, and this, I suppose, is our first venture into Ulster. And you know, we're through now to the All Ireland final on the 13th of April.
And where is the All Ireland final in?
All Ireland final's in Castlebar on Saturday the 18th. You know, so we're down to the last four now. So you have the champions from each of the provinces.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's something to look forward to. So still a few nights of practice and rehearsals.
We'll be practicing now a few nights over. Like we've done the piece now 7 or 8 times, you know, and I suppose we're fairly well versed on it at the moment, you know. So yeah, but we will be practicing. I was just talking to in Green and Theatre there today about getting in and getting on the larger stage there to practice, you know, and they've agreed to allow us in to get access to the larger stage, you know. So, yeah, we'll be tweaking it here and there and seeing what we can, how we can improve on it, you know. But we don't want to change it too much either, because I suppose you don't try not to change a winning formula at the moment, Tom. You know?
So that's it. So again, Brian, congratulations to you and all the club. Obviously, a huge success. The only Donegal success on the night. I know Donegal had quite a few finalists, but the only Donegal success on the night.
Yeah, we had four representatives, which was a very good return for Donegal. We had the trad group from Dunloe. We had Sinead O'Donnell singing from St. Eunan's, and we had the ballad group from Robert Emmett. All performed very well on the night, and we're just unlucky not to push through. But when you get to, I suppose, Ulster final level, the competition is top class, you know, and I suppose just a lot of it's down to the, you know, the preference of the judge as well on the night, you know. So, but they all did really well. I thought the performances were definitely up there with the rest of the, we're competing with the best in Ulster there, and we're able to hold our own, you know.
Anyway, the best of luck in Castlebar on the 18th. We'll be all rooting for you.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thank you.
Ryan Sweeney there of Letterkenny Gaels, of course, looking forward to an All-Ireland final, a first All-Ireland score final for their old, what we used to, I think it's called, I'm not sure what it's called now, but it used to be the old Novelty Act, but certainly it has gone down well with the judges in Donegal and in Ulster as well. Well, as we mentioned earlier, of course, Donegal and Meath are playing on Saturday evening in Croke Park in the Division 2 National Football League final. We'll be speaking to Damien Devor shortly. Of course, Damien made his debut with Donegal playing against Meath and played them a number of times. But first of all, I suppose the story of the Allianz Football League so far this year, and the romantic story of it, has been Leitrim's rise and winning promotion from Division 4 for the first time in a number of years, and looking forward to a final in Croke Park is something that they're not all that used to. They're playing Derry, and believe it or not, it's not the first time Derry and Leitrim met in a big final or a big game in Croke Park. The last time, my special guest on tonight, Podge McGowan, he wasn't playing, but he was there, and he played later for Leitrim and indeed for Donegal. Podge, first of all, good night to you, and you're welcome to the programme.
Good night, Tom. Thank you very much.
And tell me, what year was that, and where was it, and what was it?
1959, Tom. Leitrim were in Division 2 of the National League that time. They went with Meath, Mayo, and Cavan, Sligo, Longford, Westmeath, and Louth. And they played Mayo in the replay in Roscommon. And they went forward to meet Derry in the semi-final.
Yeah, and that was in Croke Park.
in Croke Park.
And that was a big game, sure, for the county.
It was a big game. It was. There were, unfortunately, they went to the Connacht final in 58, and they had a good team, the Bid Galway, a good Galway team. But there were two priests on the team, Father Barney Doyle and Father Tom Culreevy, and there was a dear sad brother, Michael McGowan. But they were, they were unable to get out for the game, that league game. They were out for the summer, all right, for the championship. But when they went back to the college, they couldn't get out. At that time, the priests...
Well, of course, priests and clergy that time had to play under a different name, had they, as well?
They had, but the two priests, they couldn't get out of the college. And one of them played full-back that day in Roscommon, the kind of final against Sean Purcell, the other centre-half, in Stockwell.
Yeah,
and they were just fantastic footballers. Unfortunately, and Michael McGowan, who ended up the principal in De La Salle, Ballyshannon, a lot of fellows from the south of the county would remember him there. And so, Michael was a great footballer.
So that day in Croke Park, what's your memory of it?
Well, all I remember that Derry won that day, of course. But Derry had a great team at the time. You know, they had Phil Stewart and Jim McKeever in the middle of the field. They had a fellow called McLarnon in the full back, playing along with the Cribben brothers. Sean O'Connell then, and Sean Young, who later played for McCool's. They had a great team. But that day, Leitrim was short. Four of the best players they had. And unfortunately, they came up against a good Derry team.
And remind us, who else was on that Leitrim team that we might have heard of?
Well, Paddy McGarty was the captain. He was central forward. He played a great game that day. He went through, I remember, in the first half, and he went through the Derry defence and scored a great goal. But Josie Murray, Jimmy O'Donnell, Paddy Patsy, Leitrim went to the minor final in 56. They played Dublin in the minor.
They beat Donegal in the semi.
That year in the semi-final. And they had Paddy Dolan, Josie Murray, Jimmy O'Donnell, Pat Porrick, McLaughlin. That's about six of the minor team. And they were a bit raw, as it was at the time, and Derry.
And of course, Derry had been in the All-Ireland final, was it that year or the year before?
That's right. The year before, Derry played, and Derry had a great team. Jesus, that Phil Stewart and McKeever in the middle of the field were two great footballers. Yeah.
Right.
That Patsy McLaren and the Cribben brothers, I think it was from around Newbridge, they were great footballers.
Yeah.
John O'Connell and Sean Young, a very good team.
And great excitement in Leitrim again?
There is, indeed. I was in the season. I played Derry there in the league. But both teams were playing weak team. Both of them put out
Because they'd qualified at that stage, hadn't they?
But Derry put on the Slack Neil fellas in the second half, and they made a big difference.
So you weren't playing that day. You were only a minor.
I went up with my father. That was only the second time in Croke Park, Tom.
Yeah. What was the first?
The Leitrim minors played Dublin.
56. Brilliant. And of course, you were a minor, county minor that year, were you yourself?
I was in 59, I was, Tom.
Yeah, and of course you went on and had a glowing career with Leitrim afterwards.
And
played with Donegal.
I played with Donegal in the McKenna Cup.
Yeah.
I remember playing against Derry, and we played Cavan and Bethany Park. We did.
Yeah.
But I was coming to the end of my career.
And I presume you're heading for Jones's Road on Saturday.
Oh yeah, I am.
Of course, it's double interest now that you're so long here in Donegal. You're a big Donegal.
I have a double interest in it because Donegal and Leitrim, both of them will be there.
And the one scarf will do.
The one colour will do.
Look at Podge. We're delighted to talk to you, and we'll have to get you in some night maybe and have a good chat with you about your playing days with Leitrim and with Donegal and with the Gardaí and in Croke Park and all those things.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom.
That's Podge McGowan there, a former Leitrim player, indeed former Donegal player, and he recalls that day when Leitrim and Sligo last met in a big league game in Croke Park. That was a Division 2 National Football League game semi-final way back in 1959. Donegal, of course, are playing Meath on Saturday evening, 5 o'clock throw-in. It's The two sides met already earlier this year, Donegal winning by 2 points, lucky to do so on the evening, and everybody looking forward to a good contest. And I'm delighted to say now I'm joined by a man that cut his teeth and got his first big break and at intercounty football, at senior football, is Damien Diver. He made his debut in Navan against Meath. Damien, good night to you. What year was that?
95, Tom, I think it was.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I was still on the one at the time. I think it was about 95.
And what was that like?
It was funny, you know. We were in college at the time in Dublin. We had an college game on a Saturday, so we stayed. The team was staying in the hotel on Saturday night down in Navan there, and we stayed in our apartment in Dublin. We went on out then Sunday morning, you know, and I always describe it when you're a student, you take all the grub you can get, especially
and a free bed if you got it too.
The soup and sandwiches were going before the game. We thought it was manna from heaven altogether, you know. And we're there sitting down and eating away like good, because there's no way we're making the team, you know.
You weren't there as a sub. You weren't named in the team.
No, that's right. Yeah, so we're down there and we're relaxed and there's no nerves or nothing. And mixing with a belly full of sandwiches and soup, and PJ McGowan came over to me and he says, "Damien Shoves, he's the dose of the flu there," and he says, "Will you start today?"
That was Martin Chauvin,
yeah.
Well,
the nerves just went straight to me. I would stay at the bar, got pints of water, tried to pull pints of water into me, see if I could get the grub down me a bit, don't I, you know. But it's like, before games is nervous enough and it's hard to eat, but it's worse when you're already eating and then the nerves hit you.
And what was it like, the game? How did it go?
I think we won. Well, as far as I know, we bet me away that day, right now. Very great game. It was a kind of wet old day. Patch wasn't a day.
Yeah, well,
shape.
Probably November time of the year, was it, or something? It was back then when they played three, four games before Christmas, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, it went well. I think it was Martin Colum Coyle, and that time also started. I think I ended up marking Giles one time for a while too.
Of course, that was a great Meath team at the time, or there were still the remnants. There was still a team that came afterwards, actually, and won All Ireland's.
I suppose that team kind of had all their main, a lot of their main players still there too, as well as Donegal too. You know, the Tony Boyles and the Noel Higgerys and all them boys were still there that time as well. You know,
And was that your first season in the senior squad?
It was. I think there was a few of that on the one team, taking on that team, Ruan and myself, and I think James played that day too, so he did, didn't he? And then it was later on that year, I think we were let go then, later on the year, just before the kind of start of the championship, we were let go that time, so we're, you know. That was the first.
And what was it like coming into a team, you know, I suppose there's parallels with the modern situation. We see Oisín Gallan from McCool's coming in, and Niall O'Donnell coming in from St. Junan's, and Stephen McMenamin coming in from Red Hughes into a team, I suppose, with the likes of Michael Murphy, Neil McGee, you know, Frank Midlin, all those players. What was it like? You were coming to a similar situation. As you mentioned, you had Tony Boyle, you had Martin Gavigan from your own club, Matt Gallagher, Manus Boyle, Damien, or Barry McGowan, you name it, the John Cunningham, you know, they were all household names at the time as well.
That's right. You know, you're coming into a team where you're with all players that you're looking up to, really, you know, like, you know, and you're just hoping that you don't let them down more than anything, you know. And I suppose that I'm always coming into that team now, and I know there's a lot of training with the team and all that crack, and they're, you know, they're well used to the setup, and There's plenty of help there now for young fellas coming in too. I don't know. Maybe they're meeting up a lot more, I think, maybe than we would. Maybe
you went 2 nights a week. Well, back then it was what, 1-2 nights a week, maybe.
Aye, do you know what I mean? Where I think nowadays even when we were in Dublin at college, you weren't meeting up with the boys that was up there already. You know, like, you know, and we're more spread out. And I suppose there probably wasn't as many young fellas in the team that time, maybe two, Tom, you know, really. There was maybe one or two of us away, but the rest of them were kind of grown men that are working about Donegal, you know, economy. So nowadays there's a lot more young fellas in the team, and there's a lot more colleagues, and they're working together, and they're in the gym maybe two or three times a week, as well as their sessions together, you know, on the pitch. So that, you know, it's easier to maybe to embed into a team and get used to systems of play and things like that too, and just get used to the men around you. And the older fellas find it easier then too, because they're in touch with the younger fellas a lot more, and they can talk to them and encourage them and give them a bit of confidence in themselves, you know.
And tell me, in a very short 10 seconds, what do you make of the current Donegal team?
I think it's exciting. It's very exciting. Like, you know, if anybody was wondering about them, I think the last two results were huge. Like Cork went up to Armagh and beat Armagh in Athletic Grounds, and we went down to Cork's backyard and beat them down there, you know. And then with Kildare coming up too, and Kildare like are no pushover now, and like it is, if you, I still think with them to continue to get in their face and put up to them, that do be found wanting, and fairly, you know, that's what we're good at. We're good when the chips are down. We'll you know, use the pace, use the strength, use a bit of craft we have too, and that's been the last two games were massive for us.
Damien, unfortunately the clock has caught up to us once again. My thanks to Damien Diver, to Brian Sweeney from Letterkenny Gales, and from Podge McGowan as well, who joined us, and as well to Gráinne Gavigan, who was on sound tonight stepping in for Jimmy Stafford. She did a fine job. From me, Tom Cormack, Eugene Shockton's hugging from the GA programme. Pio McCann is up next just after the news at 9 o'clock. Slánogas Bannacht.
The GAA program with Tom Cormack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.